USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will put out the welcome mat in November to air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The decision announced by the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift from President Biden's stand last week that said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. The options for thousands of Haitian migrants stranded at the U.S.-Mexico border are narrowing as the Border Patrol is sending 6 expulsion flights to Haiti Tuesday, and Mexico will begin busing some away from the border. Some 13,000 Haitians swelled the border encampment at Del Rio, Texas over the past several days. President Biden delivered his debut address to the annual gathering of world leaders at the United Nations on Tuesday morning. Biden red alerted climate change and global unity. This is USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy. When at the pharmacy, picking up vitamins, or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat. Please put out more money for your Christmas tree this year. Looks like inflation is not going away anytime soon, so expect to pay more for the holidays this year. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The most wonderful time of the year is approaching, and it may come with a higher price tag. That's especially true for artificial trees, which are expected to cost more than usual. CNN reporting that some artificial tree sellers are bumping up their prices by double-digit percentages. Companies like Balsam Hill out of California say it's due to high shipping costs. Those selling holiday decor are also feeling the strain. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
95 shopping days before Christmas. Celebrities do get different COVID rules than us regular folk. Los Angeles Department of Health insists the Emmy Awards show over the weekend did not violate restrictions because it's classified as a TV production and stars are considered performers. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
President Biden's actions since becoming the commander-in-chief have some Americans questioning his leadership as numerous problems facing the American people are not being addressed. Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press over the weekend.
A pretty big credibility crisis on his hands because all of these problems in some ways showed up after he said something basically the exact opposite.
Journalist Joe Concha with the publication The Hill tells Fox News his observations of the Democrat president.
And you look at the economy and you automatically think of inflation and job numbers not hitting what we're supposed to go to, right? I mean, I think we only had 250,000 jobs added in August, which sounds good until you realize that almost 800,000 were expected, so that's not a good thing. You look at skyrocketing crime in American cities, 56 people shot in Chicago just last weekend, for example, and it's not getting any better because more and more police are retiring. And then you look at foreign policy, Afghanistan, Americans still left over there, that drone strike that we were told killed an ISIS-K leader or at least one of the planners, and instead you hear about 7 children dead among the 10 civilians that were killed there. And then obviously then the U.S. southern border, like you guys have been talking about, more than 200,000 migrants crossed the border in August, more than 1.5 million overall this year. It is a full-blown humanitarian crisis. So, yeah, in terms of the administration, the adults are back in the room, and the Biden agenda moving forward, it's hard to see anywhere where anything is going well right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.